Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 83 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It is 3:06, and you're listening to KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines will be coming your way at 3:30. Then, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has long advocated for regime change in Cuba, but he may have to settle for something less under President Trump.
Trump will want a victory, but it's not the same absolute victory that Marco Rubio and many of his constituents have imagined for more than six decades.
We'll talk about the future of Cuba coming up at 3:36. At 3:44, we will learn about opposition to an odorous landfill. It smells very, very bad down in Galena. What are people trying to do, raising concerns about safety and quality of life? Where the conflict stands coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
We are expecting mostly cloudy skies this evening, lows in the lower 60s, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s, down to around 60 tomorrow night, more sunshine on Thursday with high in the mid-80s. Thursday night, we will once again have a chance of rain. There's a 40% chance of showers and storms Thursday night.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 3:20.
Support for
means for the months before the midterms. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. You'll hear Morning Edition on KPR with A. Martinez, Layla Fadl, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines in just about 40 seconds. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Emporia, 78 in Abilene. It's 3:30.
And private groups. Anzi Luong, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tax collections last month in Kansas came in at 6.4% above the estimate. Total collections amounted to nearly $704 million in May, up 7% from May of 2025. Individual income taxes largely accounted for the increase. They were up 16.8% from May of 2025. Corporate income taxes, meanwhile, were down 44.4% from May of 2025. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, could potentially be released from immigration detainment as soon as this week. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Joe Ceballos, the twice-elected mayor of Coldwater, had a hearing yesterday on his release from an immigration detention center. His immigration lawyer successfully negotiated a $3,000 bond, and his release is pending. The Department of Homeland Security can still appeal the ruling to keep him detained. Ceballos was asked to report to a detention facility in Wichita in late April, following his voting fraud case where he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor of voting without being a citizen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Healthcare organizations in Kansas will receive nearly $80 million from the Federal Rural Health Transformation Fund. Children's Mercy Healthcare System was awarded $6 million. Dr. J.B. LePichon with Children's Mercy says they'll use the money to implement AI-driven technology in rural Kansas that screens for chronic diseases in children like type 1 diabetes and asthma. He says the technology can alert providers if children are at higher risk of developing a chronic illness so they can work so that they can focus on prevention.
So we want to really make sure we bring that innovative care to all of the children of Kansas, focusing on equity.
Dr. LePichon says they are partnering with multiple clinics across the state. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has now reported infestations of New World screwworms about 25 miles from the Texas-Mexico border. This flesh-eating livestock parasite could be costly for U.S. ranching operations and could affect the meat supply if it crosses the border. At a press conference today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said that the agency is prepared to fight it.
We are preparing to implement the very moment the fly makes it into our country. USDA and our state partners will work hand in hand to address the incident, and we will communicate every step of the process with the public.
The USDA has deployed personnel to Mexico over the last year and tested nearly 60,000 fly samples last month. All were negative. The agency is also breeding sterile screwworms to help lower the screwworm population. It's 3:35.
From NPR News, the Hall of Famer Lindsay Davenport joining us from the French Open. Thanks so much for talking to us again.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Residents of a southeast Kansas community are complaining about an unusual issue: rotten egg odors from their local landfill. They're now raising concerns about potential health impacts and quality of life. Kansas News Service editor Stephen Caranda spoke with Rachel Schnelli about the situation in Galena.
So, Rachel, the town of
Galena. He says he's been getting an influx of callers from Galena.
It's a perplexing situation for the city, who has been reaping profit off of this for a number of years, are now faced with the problem. All their residents upset that it's there.
It'll be interesting to see what happens between the city of Galena and Jordan Disposal, especially considering they've had a contract with the city for over 10 years.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Rachel Schnelli talking with Stephen Caranda about concerns over the landfill in Galena, Kansas. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can hear more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies too all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have a fresh update of news headlines for you at 4:01. At just about 4:11, the president wants to further politicize federal funding for science. Researchers and activists are, quite frankly, alarmed.
This would be the end of American science as we know it, and we are going to make sure that it doesn't fade quietly into the night.
We'll tell you more about plans to let political appointees who are not scientists make scientific decisions. That story coming up on KPR.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
And from the Kauffman Foundation.
Voters in six states cast ballots in their primary elections, and all eyes are on California and Iowa, what the outcome means for the run-up to midterms. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. 4 hours of opportunity to get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Anthropic Solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Manhattan, 77 in Abilene. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At just about 4:40, voting ends today in California's primary election, and there's a lot of uncertainty among Democrats in that race for governor.
There is an opportunity with the midterms. There's a good chance of flipping some things, getting some things back.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not the piece of tape we were supposed to hear, but we will tell you about the apparent front runners from both parties coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. It's going to be humid for the next few hours, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s once again, lows around 60 tomorrow night. More sunshine on Thursday with a high in the mid-80s, 40% chance of showers and storms late Thursday night.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia, 83 in Chanute. It is 4:20. You're listening to KPR.
Voters in six states are weighing in on primary elections, and all eyes are on California and Iowa. Democratic voters in Iowa are choosing their candidate for a key Senate race. And in California, they pick the two candidates who will compete to replace Gavin Newsom as governor, what the outcome means for the months before the midterms. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Drop in for a little while or a long while. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or around the region.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It is 83 degrees in Lawrence and 82 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
To serve in multiple roles, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is also the current acting National Security Advisor. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. Shares of AI companies Broadcom and NVIDIA drove the market higher while oil prices were steady. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, could potentially be released from immigration detainment as soon as this week. Kaylin Moore has the details.
Joe Ceballos, the twice-elected mayor of Coldwater, had a hearing yesterday on his release from an immigration detention center. His immigration lawyer successfully negotiated a $3,000 bond and his release is pending. The Department of Homeland Security can still appeal the ruling to keep him detained. Ceballos was asked to report to a detention facility in Wichita in late April, following his voting fraud case where he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor of voting without being a citizen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Healthcare organizations in Kansas will receive nearly $80 million from the Federal Rural Health Transformation Fund. Children's Mercy Healthcare System was awarded $6 million. Dr. J.B. LePichon with Children's Mercy says they'll use the money to implement AI-driven technology in rural Kansas that can screen for chronic diseases in children like type 1 diabetes and asthma. He says the technology can alert providers if kids are at higher risk of developing a chronic illness so they can focus on prevention.
So we want to really make sure we bring that innovative care to all of the children of Kansas, focusing on equity.
Dr. LePichon says they are partnering with multiple clinics across the state of Kansas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has now reported infestations of New World screwworms about 25 miles from the Texas-Mexico border. This flesh-eating livestock parasite could be costly for U.S. ranching operations and could affect the meat supply if it crosses the border. At a press conference today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said that the agency is prepared to fight the infestations.
We are preparing to implement the very moment the fly makes it into our country. USDA and our state partners will work hand in hand to address the incident, and we will communicate every step of the process with the public.
The USDA has deployed personnel to Mexico over the last year and tested nearly 60,000 fly samples last month. All were negative. The agency is also breeding sterile screwworms to help lower the screwworm population. And the University of Kansas baseball team will host the Oklahoma Sooners for the three-game NCAA Baseball Tournament Super Regional Series beginning Saturday, June 6th. Game times were announced today. First game, Saturday, June 6th at 5 p.m., Sunday, June 7th at 5 p.m., and if necessary, Game 3 on Monday, June 8th. Time still to be announced. All games taking place at Hoagland Ballpark in Lawrence. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Appears to Be Dead. We'll see if that clears that logjam.
That is NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest information.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 99.5 in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. Then the Trump administration's updated work requirements for Medicaid recipients will not necessarily exempt those who actually have very serious health conditions.
This includes people who may be able to work, but have a condition where if they lose access to health coverage, their life is potentially in jeopardy.
More on the administration's new rules for Medicaid coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 81 degrees in Manhattan at 10 minutes before 5.
Voters in six states cast ballots in their primary elections, and all eyes are on California and Iowa, what the outcome means for the run-up to midterms. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Join us for Morning Edition. It's a great way to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
PR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka, 82 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30. 5:36, we'll talk about the future of systemic reform in Cuba. We'll also take a peek at what is going on with the French Open. Serena Williams is returning to competition. Lindsay Davenport talks with us about how she thinks that will go. Then, at 6:15, we're going to find out more about some controversy over a landfill down near Galena, Kansas. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow, lows around 60 tomorrow night on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. We'll get a 40% chance of showers and storms Thursday night, 50% chance of showers and storms Friday and Saturday, and a 70% chance of showers and storms on Sunday.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 5:20. This is KPR.
Support.
voters in six states are weighing in on primary elections, and all eyes are on California and Iowa. Democratic voters in Iowa are choosing their candidate for a key Senate race. And in California, they picked the two candidates who will compete to replace Gavin Newsom as governor. What the outcome means for the months before the midterms, that's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. And regional news coming to you from Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Run off by this top two primary system, but now polls show it's at least possible the top two finishers will both be Democrats. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tax collections last month in Kansas came in at 6.4% above the estimate. Total collections amounted to nearly $704 million in May. That's up 7% from May of 2025. Individual income taxes largely accounted for the increase. They were up 16.8% from May of 2025. However, corporate income taxes were down 44.4% from May of 2025. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, could potentially be released from immigration detainment as soon as this week. Kaylin Moore has the story.
Joe Ceballos, the twice-elected mayor of Coldwater, had a hearing yesterday on his release from an immigration detention center. His immigration lawyer successfully negotiated a $3,000 bond, and his release is pending. The Department of Homeland Security can still appeal the ruling to keep him detained. Ceballos was asked to report to a detention facility in Wichita in late April, following his voting fraud case where he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor of voting without being a citizen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported infestations of New World screwworms about 25 miles from the Texas-Mexico border. This flesh-eating livestock parasite could be costly for U.S. ranching operations and affect the meat supply if it crosses the border. At a press conference today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said that the agency is prepared to fight it.
We are preparing to implement the very moment the fly makes it into our country. USDA and our state partners will work hand in hand to address the incident, and we will communicate every step of the process with the public.
The USDA has deployed personnel to Mexico over the last year and tested nearly 60,000 fly samples last month. All were negative. The agency is also breeding sterile screwworms to help lower the population. Lows in the lower 60s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening with a low around 60 degrees. It's 82 degrees in Manhattan and 83 in Topeka. It is 5:35.
A little bit of pressure there. It just never kind of found that spot with Serena.
Lindsay Davenport, I have to ask, you're so great with the analysis, but when you see the Serena news, do you think, like, could I get
that? No way. I have four kids. She's got two kids. I'm not sure anyone else could do what she's doing.
That is tennis Hall of Famer Lindsay Davenport joining us from the French Open. Thanks so much for talking to us again.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Residents of a southeast Kansas community are complaining about an unusual issue, rotten egg odors coming from their local landfill. They're raising concerns about potential health impacts and quality of life. Kansas News Service editor Stephen Caranda spoke with Rachel Schnelly about the situation in Galena.
So, Rachel, the town of
Galena operator declined to do interviews for the story.
So people are living with this smelly landfill, and it seems like a lot of this is still up in the air. Where does this whole issue go from here?
So concerned residents that I talked to mentioned going further and talking to their state representatives and even Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Republican Kansas Senator Tim Schallenberger represents the county Galena is in. He says he's been getting an influx of callers from Galena.
It's a perplexing situation for the city, who has been reaping profit off of this for a number of years, are now faced with the problem. All their residents upset that it's there.
It'll be interesting to see what happens between the city of Galena and Jordan Disposal, especially considering they've had a contract with the city for over 10 years.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Rachel Schnelly talking with Stephen Caranda about concerns over the landfill in Galena, Kansas. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll hear more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Whole nother hour and 11 minutes, of all things considered, still to come. We will learn more about President Donald Trump's plans to further politicize federal funding for science research. We will also get the latest on comments made today by the acting Attorney General Todd Blanche as he was testifying before Congress. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Do have a decent chance of rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we're keeping an eye on that. Weekend's still way far away. Everything could change. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Voters in six states cast ballots in their primary elections, and all eyes are on California and Iowa, what the outcome means for the run-up to midterms. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Just don't get your hopes up about California results. It notoriously takes a long time. By statute, it's going to take a long time to know who's won these California races. Just full disclosure, just telling you now. Join us for Morning Edition anyway, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR Atchison, K258BT Manhattan, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.